It was a pretty big production, but I had to try to keep it a secret, of course, because I wanted to surprise my now fiance. It all started with basically, I knew I wanted two things out of my engagement as well. I wanted to have a party, and I also wanted to have a carriage ride. So I had to figure a way to get her out of the house without her actually knowing that both of these things were going to happen in the same day. So I knew that the best way to get her out of the house was a massage. She had been working, and we've done massages before. So I was like, oh, let's just go get a massage. And she's like, ah, yeah, whatever. I'll go for a massage. I need a massage. I deserve a massage. So I took her to a very high-end massage. The massage, oof, I don't even want to think about it. I still get chills when I think about how much the massage cost. But she was all happy. She was like, oh, this is amazing. This is the best massage we ever got. I was like, yeah. So luckily I had her dress up because I told her, oh, we may want to go to dinner afterwards. So luckily she was dressed up. So we went to a dinner in the same hotel where I got the massage. And she was like, we shouldn't go in here. It costs way too much money to go in here. I was like, oh, no, we'll be fine. So the guy at the door is like, come in, Mr. and Mrs. Booker. Come in. It was a French restaurant. She's like, Mr. and Mrs. Booker, what is this guy talking about? It's like, don't worry about it. Let's just go sit in the corner, have a nice dinner. So it was candlelight dinner. It's like a 3-course meal. She's like, this is so nice. You really care. You know, I've been working so hard. I deserve this nice dinner. Wow. Thank you so much. So during dinner, I'm like, oh, man, we got to go. Because at this time, dinner went over much longer than I anticipated. And the carriage ride was picking us up in front of the hotel. And it was like already like a half hour past the time that we were actually supposed to get the carriage ride. So I'm like trying to rush through dinner. She's like, what's the rush? It's such a nice dinner. And I'm like, nope, got to get home and watch that game. That game's coming on. She's like, I can't believe you're bringing up a game. We're having a nice outing. What is your problem? I'm like, no, we have to go. So we walk outside and there's a carriage waiting outside. And she's like, oh, wow, look at the horse. I was like, let's go check it out. So we got on the carriage ride. She's like, I thought, what about the game? I was like, don't worry about the game. We'll just hop on this carriage ride for a second. And all this, of course, was pre-planned. So the carriage guy was already into it. He already knew what he needed to do. He just needed to find a spot for us to stop. So we took a little carriage ride and he stops in front of the White House. I'm like, let's go. Let's go by one of these fountains here. She's like, fine. Let's go over here, blah, blah, blah. So I'm talking to her. She's my rock. She's my soul. You know, I couldn't live without her. And she starts tearing up. Take a washcloth out of my coat pocket. She starts crying. I dab her tears. And I take the washcloth, wipe her tears. And she's like, wow, this is so sweet. And she's still not noticing anything. I'm like, well, are you done crying? Because you won't be able to use this towel anymore. She's like, I'm done. Put the towel on the ground. Get down on one knee. She's like, oh, tears start flowing then. And bam, put the ring on her finger. Whisk her away to her surprise party. And she's like, I can't believe you did all this for me. So that's the shorter version. There's much more, but that's the short, somewhat condensed version.